to Indy.
Thank you, Miller Man. Thank you for having me. I'm certainly glad to, happy to be here that you have.
Mm-hmm. Is that Michael Lombardi right mm-hmm. there? Oh, no. Things are still tense between.
He hates you.
Nah, he likes you.
I can't. But the thing is he's so wrong about that.
I know. Like, he's so terribly wrong about
it's
it.
It's like I can't take his football opinion seriously because he believes in fairy dust magic when it comes to the Kennedy deal.
He has Italian ties, you know.
I know. That's why I don't contradict him too strongly.
Yeah. He can have you off at any moment.
You know, he tweeted that he was coming on to confront me.
Yeah.
And then I looked at his number of Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like 140,000 Twitter followers.
He's a big deal.
Yeah, he is a big deal. Yesterday at Media Day, when we were having brunch or whatever they threw out there for the media, there were all these little tables set up, you know, these big round tables you could eat brunch at. And at which you could eat brunch, I guess is a little mm-hmm. bit more correct, even though that sounds very awkward. And so they had celebrities at different tables. Michael Irvin, Marshall Faulk, Steve Mariucci.
They did that on purpose? Celebrities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a little sign sticking up in the middle of the table that announced who their celebrity was, that you could sit and have lunch with them and talk with them. One of those celebrities, Michael Lombardi.
You bet.
Lombardi.
And I almost broke in and just dominated the whole thing, schooling all those reporters talking to Michael about the Kennedy assassination.
Did you very hurriedly make your own little Gordon Keith sign and put it up at an empty table?
Handwritten in a Sharpie. That would have been great. All right, let's start with politics. We had a big, big primary yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, the land of the weird. What? Why are we powering down?
I'm not.
We're just talking politics now. Well, Spit Romney, Mittens himself, he went on to a commanding victory in Florida, beating Gingrich. Double-digit loss that Mitt Romney suffered in South Carolina 10 days ago has now been erased by his double-digit win in Florida. So, Mitt's got it, right?
I think so.
Even though only 5% of the delegates have been pledged in this.
He's got it.
But already people just declare that he's got it. Well, here is, we have some audio, some super exclusive audio for you here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is Mitt talking about his victory.
A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win. You chose to follow. And now it's time for you to get out of the way.
That's him talking about Newt, right?
Mm.
I guess.
Obama, sorry.
So, that's him talking about Obama. You chose to follow, now get out of the way.
Mr. President, you were elected to lead. You chose to follow. And now it's time for you to get out of the way.
All right, we didn't hear the whole first part of that. It's kind of key. So then, Newt Gingrich, he talked yesterday. Did he concede? Did he throw in the towel?
Maybe. We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
So how long will this race go on? Well, they asked Newt, and he said, I would say probably 6 months, or I would say June or July, unless Mitt Romney drops out earlier. So that's what Newt had to say.
That's funny.
Yeah, now, he was addressing his supporters, Mitt was, and he says it's clear that this will be a two-person race between the, this is Newt talking, between the conservative leader Newt Gingrich and the Massachusetts moderate. That's the big thing that they're trying to label Mitt.
Oh, okay.
Mitt, the Massachusetts moderate. Because being a moderate, you know, that's like horrible. That's like you should go to hell kind of stuff. Because moderate's a horrible thing to be.
Yeah.
So that's the big news in politics, Mitt on his way. And it's unbelievable to me that here, conservatives, they gave you John McCain last time, and they were deeply unhappy about that because John McCain is seen as a moderate. And now they're giving you Mitt Romney. So why can't conservatives elect a true conservative? Why can't they throw him up there as a nominee? I mean, one argument is that, no, you got to get somebody who's generally electable, not just your fetishistic conservative candidate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they threw up John McCain. There was your moderate, and he was not electable. But I would argue he wasn't electable against Obama, who here we had our first sexy African-American nominee.
And I would argue that Palin made him more unelectable. And now, when you stack up all of the Republican candidates against Obama, Romney is seen as the only one that could beat him.
So will conservatives just stay at home and not vote for the Mormon Mitt Massachusetts moderate?
No, they'll vote for
him.
They'll come out in droves and vote for him.
But they hate him.
They don't
hate
him.
But he will have Republican next to his name on the ballot, therefore they will love him.
Yeah, he's not Obama.
The same. Once he becomes the candidate, you won't hear all these hot sports opinions from from Republicans about Mitt.
Well, he is now going to receive Secret Service protection. And they say this is not because he's leading or he's going to get it. They say it's just because his crowds have gotten so big. And,
really?
Yeah, so now he's going to get Secret Service protection. Why does he get to get it? I'm a tax-paying citizen, too.
He needs it.
Oh. Speaking of politics, Craig James is going to court right now. You know, he's running for the Senate. Running for the Texas Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for Senator of Texas. He claims that he's been defamed by books about the firing of Mike Leach, and now he wants a judge to order the publishers to answer questions that could lead to a lawsuit that he may bring about those books.
Hmm.
Why does he want to stir that up while he's in the middle of an election?
Yeah. You know, we thought that he might have an advantage in this race just because he's high profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I saw a poll the other day that
don't worry about that.
In terms of name recognition, he was fourth on the list of candidates. More people in the state knew Dewhurst. He was the number one most familiar name. Mm-hmm. Then I think it was Leppert, and then somebody else, and then Craig James. I just figured football state, national TV.
Yeah.
I figured he'd be far and away the most recognizable, but he was fourth.
Huh.
Dewhurst. Do you know anything about David Dewhurst?
I know he's our lieutenant governor.
Do you even know if that is his real first name? I just made up David because it sounds familiar.
No, David is correct.
All right, gotcha.
But I know nothing else about him.
Hmm. Do you know Clayton Keith Dovell?
Nope.
No.
He is a TSA baggage inspector at DFW Airport there in Terminal E.
So a potential P1?
Potential P1. He's been arrested for stealing iPads from checked luggage. He got to examine checked bags in an area that was not in plain view. And apparently he was stealing iPads. That's what he's accused of. Borna Majora, made up name, architecture student at University of Texas at Arlington, thought he would not get his iPad back. And he gets contacted 8 months after his iPad was stolen at DFW Airport. And they say that they found Dovell with it at work.
That's so sorry.
Another one of the theft victims basically told police, said, hey, I know where my iPad is, you know, because you have that
locator.
Yeah, you have the locator on iPads and iPhones. And that individual had tracked his stolen iPad to Dovell's bedroom at his home. So that's why iPads and iPhones are a horrible thing to steal. They're tracking devices in and of themselves. I mean, the government tracks your iPad at all times.
You guys ever had anything stolen out of your luggage at the airport?
No.
I had an RFPD stolen out of one.
And what is that? I forget.
A rigid female pleasure device. Where did we get that term from? From where did we get that term, I guess, would be more correctly.
I think you had a story about that, and I assigned the initials.
There was a police report that said that they found the man with a rigid female pleasure device.
Yes.
And we thought that was such a funny term.
Especially you.
Well, it is. Why didn't
Since
the police
you had your
report,
stolen one time.
Why didn't the police report just say what it is?
Right. They try to be so official.
Yes, they're just... It's made-up jargon is what it is.
And you know...
I found the suspect with a rigid female pleasure device.
And you know the cop that wrote that in the report was giggling to himself when he wrote it.
Right. Hey, look at this bit of BS I put down here. The other cop was telling him, just call it a dill pickle. Facebook's getting ready for their IPO. They're seeking to raise $5 billion in this offering.
Wow. They'll get it, won't they? Won't everybody want to invest in Facebook?
They just might. The biggest one so far, tech one so far, has been Google's $1.9 billion debut. But Facebook, even if they get the $5 billion, would lag behind other blockbuster U.S. IPOs like that of Visa, which raised more than $19 billion in a 2008 offering, and GM, which raised $18 billion last year.
Wow.
So if you're that Mark Zuckerberg, and you're going to become a multi-billionaire, like how rich is he now?
And you're talking, you're saying billion with
yes.
two L's.
Yes. What? You just wasted my time.
How rich is he?
Yeah.
I think he's in the...
He's a multi-billionaire already, right?
Yeah.
Based on the revenue of Facebook?
Yeah. I thought he was into the double digits, like $10 billion or more. He's not to Bill Gates' $40 million, but isn't he... Isn't Mark
double digits with two Ds?
Let me look it up.
You're wasting everybody's time.
Speaking of billionaires, let's talk about Shark Tank.
I have never watched that show.
Forbes says Zuckerberg, $17.5 billion.
Oh, my God.
See? Winning. Isn't that incredible?
Oh at the God. Age of 27.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You okay?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like you're doing too well.
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully.
All right, just keep going.
Oh, I feel great.
I'm wasting time.
Hey, George, you all right, Craig?
I'm fine.
It's Talk Shark Tank, George.
All right.
Huh? You watch it?
Nope.
Huh?
I don't even know what Shark
it?
Tank is.
Do you miss it?
What's it about?
I haven't watched it.
Do you miss watching it?
No.
Oh. Well, Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Okay, the show is about entrepreneurs that go on Shark Tank, and these entrepreneurs are seeking money from a team of business sharks. Now, a shark, I guess, is defined as a man who is already successful in business, has a lot of money, wanting to invest. So these entrepreneurs go in front of them. Like, Mark Cuban is a shark.
Okay, but wasn't there a reality show just like that?
The Apprentice?
No.
Benefactor?
No. It wasn't a Cuban show. It was something else. I'll find it. Ty, help me find it.
So Mark Cuban told this one guy went in front of them with a money-making idea that he makes cats into stick figures and sells it as art. Sounds like
cats.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good idea, right? So he goes in front of Cuban on the show, and Cuban says, I think you've got a great idea, and gives him $25,000. Well, right after the guy appeared on the show with his cat stick figure art, he got over 1,000 orders. And his company, I guess, is now doing very well. So Cuban, with that $25,000 investment, got a 33% stake in this guy's company. And so now Cuban's made money off his $25,000, I guess, is the idea.
So anyone that he chooses is bound to sell something just because the show will market
it? Yeah, because they're on the show.
Then,
isn't that a false economy?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in a way, I guess it's not false if you're getting orders from it and it's considered advertisement. But
Junior, there was an ABC show in 06 called American Inventor.
That's what I'm thinking of. So Shark Tank
is that before Shark Tank?
Yeah. Shark Tank's just copying this.
I want more cat stick figure drawings.
Why didn't he just bring back the Mark Cuban show?
What do you mean?
If he's looking to do a show.
I don't know. I think he doesn't want to work with me.
Well, I could understand that.
That's why he doesn't want to bring back the Cuban show. I saw one of my coworkers from the Cuban show at Media Day. The very attractive Katie Darrell.
Oh,
remember
yeah?
Katie?
Trigger charge.
Mm-hmm. The what?
Trigger charge.
The chicken charge.
Let that show die.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, here's a good one, hypothetical for Cuban.
All right.
Do you think
I'm right here?
Do you think he would rather
talk to me?
Stolen.
Look at me.
Let's go back. Go back 10 years.
Okay.
Stolen. And you give him his choice.
Okay.
Stolen.
Be the owner of an NBA champion.
Yes.
Or be a mega TV star, TV slash movie star. Which do you think he would choose?
That's easy. Cherry Pez. Cherry Pez.
Because here,
I think title. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think
he
mega TV movie star. This week, he announced that he was no longer in the running to buy the Dodgers. Do you know where he made that announcement?
Shark Tank. Dancing with the Stars.
No, on Access Hollywood. not on ESPN.
Didn't he co-host one of those shows? Like,
yeah, I think it's Access Hollywood.
Or one of those. He was like the co-host for a week.
I think that's his true dream.
In celebrity news. What's the matter, George? Why aren't you laughing?
I'm laughing.
I'm laughing with you. Come on. Let's talk Kim Kardashian. Why are you defeating me?
And think of all his attempts.
You like to introduce people like Oprah?
Think of all of his attempts at television. The Mark Cuban Show, The Benefactor, Shark Tank.
Hmm.
Do we still have his awesome stand-up in the Mark Cuban Show? Did that make the move
you
over?
You wronged him by taking it out of context.
That didn't make the move?
No.
Oh, jeez. Man. Do you mean it's lost forever?
Hotel phone laughing guy made it, but not that.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason why some stuff made it, some didn't.
All right, give us a dramatic reenactment of it, Giorgio.
Let's see. It was talking about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the Lakers lost again last night. Oh, too bad! But...
just a smattering of applause.
I think that audio was doctored.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Awesome. I remember I was in the room when that occurred, and there was a lot of laughter.
Yeah.
They just had the crowd.
The mics just couldn't pick it up.
You know, they still play that. They play part of that at the Mavs games where if somebody misses a free throw, they'll play the, oh, too bad. Not worth a layout. Not worth a layout. Not worth a layout.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
You still going?
No, I'm done.
Ty?
No, I'm done.
Sorry.
Garrett Morris is 75.
Underrated?
Yes, underrated.
Chico Escuela?
Chico Escuela
underrated
alone was funny.
Or simply not funny?
No, Chico Escuela was funny, hilarious. And his translation for the hearing impaired
was stupid.
On Weekend Update.
I'm stupid. I keep looking at her bottom.
Just keep going with birthdays.
I can't help it. Look how large her chest is and then how thin that waist is.
Keep going.
God, I want to stand under them.
Snap out of it.
I'm sorry. I lose all focus if a woman comes by.
Why who else?
What were we talking about?
Birthdays. Keep going.
Birthdays? Somebody's having a birthday? Don Everly of the Everly Brothers is 75.
Same age as Garrett Morris.
Sherman Helmsley is 74.
Genius.
I swore he had passed on.
No, he's not.
Are you getting a shot of that killer?
He's not passed on, but isn't he gay?
Yes, I believe he is gay. That's always been the rumor. I should say, allegedly, that's always been the rumor. I'm sorry.
George Jefferson, though, one of the great characters of all time.
Absolutely. He may be one of my top fives. Like, as far as my childhood, the ones that I used to watch and love. And
that little bitty body. And
just funny. Especially when he had his hair longer on top. His real kind of clown hair looking.
Yeah.
Actor, writer, director, and ticket zone, Terry Jones turns 70.
Wow. Such greatness.
The pythons are in their 70s.
Man.
And I've only met one python. Just him.
Yeah.
He came up in studio at the ticket. And
our old studio's back on Maple. Y'all remember those?
Yes, we remember Giorgio. And Michael Palin is the one I really want to meet.
I know.
No, Graham Chapman. That's the one I really want to meet.
That's not going to happen. He passed away.
Oh. Lisa Marie Presley, 44. Still would, and I'd pretend it's Elvis.
Really? Yeah, I was wondering that. Yeah, okay.
What? Imagine being
such a
with
big
Lisa
proclamation.
Marie. and looking down into Elvis's eyes as they're bulging from the asphyxiation.
Shut up.
Pauly Shore, Ticket Zone, 44. Yep. Michael C. Hall, 41. Big Boy of Outcast is 37.
Greatness.
And both Boy and Outcast is misspelled. And TV personality Lauren Conrad is 26, you're up to date.
All right, that's Muse, 735.